now we have been joined in the studio by two musicians and several instruments. Jim and Michelle Miller are here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Howdy, howdy.
And they have been tuning up and getting ready to share a little bit of their music before they're kind of warming up here tonight, are you?
Yeah.
And then they're heading on down to Bluefin to play at I think I misspoke earlier and said 7. It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. Right.
Yeah.
You'll be able to make that.
Will you make
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're on a little early for the in-studio musicians so that we don't interfere with your travel down to Bluefin. And I hope the snow isn't cause any difficulty in traveling. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so tonight. But I'm fanatical about being on time. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah,
weather and stuff. Yeah, I like that big window, you know.
Got all set. Now they're ready to play us some music, and I see from my own knowledge of your music, you play quite a variety of music. Would you say? I mean, what's your main emphasis?
Probably American roots music. I would say describes with lots of folk and country bluegrass kind of Americana stuff.
Mm-hmm. And some rock and roll. We don't want to forget that.
Jim's a rock and roller.
not really, but we got to, you know, liven it up a teeny bit every so often.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Why don't you share a piece for us, and then we'll talk some more.
That sounds good. You all set?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
We're going to do one by David Wilcox called Rusty Old American Dream. Well, I don't look all that ragged all the time it's been, but I'm weak and underneath me when my frame is rusted thin. Well, this year's state inspection I just barely passed. Won't you drive me across the country, boy, if you might be my last. I am a tail-thin rod locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. I am for sale by the side of the road, going nowhere, rusty old American dream. I rolled off Detroit back down 1958. I spent 3 years in the showroom, now that's all I had to wait. I've been good to all who own me, so have no fear. Come on, boy, put your money down and get me out of here. I am a tail-fin rod locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. I am for sale by the side of the road, going nowhere, rusty old American dream. Now this car needs a young man to hold him, one who will polish the chrome. I will give you the rest of my lifetime, but don't let me die here alone. You just jump me some juice to my battery, give that old starter a spin, give me a whirl, sputter, backfire through the carburetor, all roar into life once again. I am a tail-fin rod locomotive, you can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together, rusty old American dream. Still running, rusty old American dream. Still running, rusty old American dream.
Well, that's a timely piece right there. Now with the gas prices going down and everything, everybody's going to be getting those.
Exactly.
Old V8s back.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I had a Roar, the very first car I bought, that I purchased. My grandfather gave me a Rambler when I was a kid, but I bought an Olds 98. And I grew up in St. Louis Park. We had the old single car garage, and I pulled in, and with the workbench and the screens for the storm windows in the front, it wouldn't fit in the garage. And I remember my dad walked out and said, "I think you bought too big a car, son." You know?
So. Yeah, the big sled.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing that flashed through my mind is the pictures we get from Cuba now with the Obama easing up a relationship there. Man, they keep those old things, those old American dreams running.
Yeah, they do. They don't have to deal with the salt like we do.
I mean, it looks like the 50s.
Well, they don't have any choice.
No, I understand that. But because, isn't that amazing they keep that many of them going?
They have to, yeah. Yeah. I actually was down there, gosh, back in the 99, I think, and you see quite a few of them. There's also a road that stops in the middle of nowhere. That's it. When it was going to be the highway that went all the way across Cuba. And that's when the Soviet Union pulled out. Suddenly there was no money to keep building this road, so it just stopped.
So there really is a nowhere road, like Steve Earle says.
Yeah. Okay. There's a nowhere road there.
I love it.
Freeway.
Yeah, there you go.
The old rusty American dream is down there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice tune to start off with, that's for sure.
Thank you.
I know you're going to play some John Prine at some point tonight, aren't you?
We do. We have a John Prine.
We do.
That doesn't mean you have to do it right now, but I just thought of it when I was looking at you that I love to listen to John Prine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there's one in there.
You've been keeping busy with your music?
We have. Yeah, we've been keeping our babysitters busy because we have two of them home right now with the two little ones, and so it's been nice. It's been nice to have some places to play out, and we've got three gigs in 4 days this week, so we're a little frazzled, but it's been nice. It's been nice.
It's been lots of fun. I think the real cool part about our area that we live in is the amazing amount of talent, not only musicians, but artists and writers and whatever, and bicyclists and the whole stuff. And then at that point, I think that really the venues that in all the different places that allows us to play, that keeps musicians doing what we like to do. We've got some stuff coming up at the Tavern and all of the places throughout the winter circuit, you know, Moguls and Papa Charlie's.
And the people that are up here now are more likely to go to the venues than in the summertime when maybe they're out in the fishing or something like that. Now you don't, nighttime, head for the music and
nice to sit by the fire and step inside for a minute. Yep, exactly.
That's for sure. Absolutely
and,
for sure.
And like you say, there are so many venues here now that are still going. The Tavern and Cascade. I know you guys both play at both those places, and then of course Bluefin and everything up in Lutzen. And oh my God, it's just kind of amazing.
It's fun.
Is there anything east of town
Hovland.
Yeah, well, I realize that Hovland is there. I'm talking about a music venue.
Hovland Town Hall.
No, Hovland Town Hall's been hopping lately. We're trying to keep it hopping.
That rocks. Yeah, that rocks.
We did. We had a neat. We threw a really neat Christmas show this year. That was a lot of fun.
And there was such
a great response. We decided that we were just going to try to throw a show just every so often, just to keep it happening. Yeah. It's such a cool place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of folks from town that will drive that far?
Yeah. Yeah,
we did this time. Sure. The couple people came out. We had, I was going to say, we had a wedding reception for my son. I was like, there are a lot of people from town there, but that was a different deal.
but the Christmas show, there really was. Yeah. There had to be 15, 20 people or more that drove from town. It was nice to see them all, too.
Yeah, that's cool. It takes a kind of a mental turnaround to drive that direction instead of west.
So. Oh, it does. There's no doubt about it.
It's a pretty drive, though. Don't want to miss it.
It is a pretty drive.
Yeah.
Let's have another tune here.
We can do that. Yeah. You all set?
Mm-hmm.
Jim and Michelle Miller.
Buck, is this coming through okay if I keep it? Okay, good.
Yeah, I just had to move that.
Perfect.
A lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets singing and lightning bugs are floating down the breeze. Baby, get ready. across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road. I'm gonna take you to a special place nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs. Hey, we're counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. We're just moving slow. We're staying the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you. Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all spring for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite yet. We jump in the river and we cool ourselves in the heat of the night yet. Baby, get ready. Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs, say we're counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. We're just moving slow. We're staying the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you and me. Go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs. Hey, we're counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. We're just moving slow. We're staying the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you.
All right, you're listening to Jim and Michelle Miller here on the Roadhouse. Okay, you guys, now that was a great image to have for a cold winter's night like this, to remember what it's really like on the river.
Summer.
In the summertime.
Yes.
There is such a thing as summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Laying on your back in the moonlight watching the... Oh, yeah, that's a...
Yeah, you won't be doing it tonight.
You won't be doing that tonight.
No. You could lay on the river, but it'd be a little chillier.
Yeah, you'd have to dress like Lonnie Dupree.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for sure.
You know, you mentioned to us off air about how busy and crazy a weekend it is for you playing all through the county, and you've got kids at home, have sitters for, but that's not all. You know, people think that musicians have a pretty easy life, just show up and play for a couple hours. Jim, I know you have both of you, of course, but Jim, you have a pretty crazy schedule with like three jobs.
I do, yeah. I work Monday through Friday at the Hovland Post Office as a postal clerk, also have my own lighting business called Northern Lights, and then play the music, and my dad to a four-year-old and a really cool 12-year-old that keep us real, real busy.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you kind of juggle all that, both of you? It's not easy, is it?
You want us to get into an argument now? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm only fun with you. You know, Michelle is at home during the day with James, and then of course is a volunteer on the radio, and does some other things that keeps her really busy. So it's what's kind of fun is the hours, though. The post office starts at 10:30, so I can have the morning to get the kiddos up and give mom a break for a minute, and then I leave. And
so then you take your guitar to the post office, and
I can't talk about that right now.
No,
I actually one time had it there just to practice.
Record?
Yeah, it's off the record. Frank, you're not listening, are you?
No, he's not listening.
I'm kidding. On my lunch break, I did practice one time for that. So.
I imagine the mail doesn't show up till 10:30, huh?
Actually, believe it or not, the mail truck comes through real early.
Oh, it does.
The mail's there at 8 o'clock.
Uh huh.
And then, yeah. Then
it's just resting until
it's
you
It's resting
up.
In a cart just oh, yeah. waiting for me to bust it open and do something with it, yeah.
Somebody's stomping around out there. Geez, my check must be there. My check must be there.
Trust me, that happens. Oh,
where is that guy?
The earlier I get there, the faster people get there.
You know? Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
So what part of your life is music? I mean, percentage or how do you explain to people why you play music when you got busy lives?
Oh, that's interesting. It's really our recreation. We don't have satellite TV. I don't think I've had television since I moved to the North Shore. I mean, maybe little pockets here and there, but that's almost 20 years. And so we just don't have lots of TV. Every once in a while we'll stick a DVD in, but our recreation is really playing instruments, which is fun. And our son, he's 4, he took out his guitar the other day and started, he hollered down to me from the basement, "Mommy, give me a guitar pick, would you?" And I said, "You know, can you say please?" So I gave him a guitar pick, and he told me that came out with a crumpled up piece of paper later, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Oh, just a song I wrote." Oh. So he told me it was called "Snaky, Snaky, Go Away," and then there was another song he wrote. But so yeah, we and our kids play a lot. So it's just our entertainment. You know, it's really fun. It's a stress reliever and a way to.
A lot of joy happens in music.
Yeah, it's
relaxing.
You can tell that.
Yeah.
And at 4 years old, your mind is on the boogeyman and snakes, I guess.
This is it.
Yeah.
He had seen a Curious George with a snake in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
The second one was called, believe it or not, God Save the Tiger from the Grizzly Bear of Fire. So we couldn't decide if it was a Johnny Cash thing or a Revelations thing. We just didn't know which one it was. So.
Some kind of country song.
Yeah.
For sure.
It definitely sounded like a country song. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're busier than the average couple of bears there out in Hovland. So, but we're glad you found time for us here at the Roadhouse.
Oh, we're really thrilled. Happy to be here.
Absolutely thrilled to be part of here. Thank you for having us. Yeah,
we're feeling lucky that we're halfway between here and
Bluefin.
Yeah,
yeah. You had to stop
right on the
way.
We did leave out that we listen to WTIP all the time. I mean, music and you know that's so we just really
we get a lot of great song ideas. From
yeah, we
that.
Do.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that Will and Matthew put on the programs from time to time. So.
Yeah, those are great shows.
They are
great music shows.
They're just great.
You don't listen while you're working at the post office.
So. I believe I do.
You do?
Yeah. No, and that's okay.
And that is okay.
Yeah, and it's on WTIP.
That's on the record. That's okay.
Yes, I do.
You know, I spent a few times crossing between countries.
Oh yeah,
yeah. On my trip, mm-hmm. And there was one crossing between Argentina and Chile where we walked in to the to hand them our passports and stuff, and they were playing U2 over the speakers.
Wow.
And I thought, I've never been to a border crossing like this before.
Wow, that's cool.
It wasn't too difficult to get through.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Music, I think, helps attitudes.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah. And it showed in that time.
Once in a blue moon, I'll get busted singing along, you know, back sorting or something. And someone will ding the little bell, and I'll come around the corner, and they go, "Sing it again." I'm like, makes the time go away.
Have you got another one for
we
us?
Do,
I imagine.
Yeah.
I do. Actually, this one, I'm just going to tell a quick story. It's, Jim went to concerts, so many concerts, he can't even count them when he was younger. And the only concerts I ever went to in college was James Taylor. And I had all these cassettes that ages me there, but we don't do any James Taylor songs. So my kids are playing a Christmas album of James Taylor's this Christmas, and all of a sudden I thought, oh gosh, we should do a James Taylor song. So this one is one I actually sang to my daughter, whose name is Maria, and the title of the song is called Sarah Maria. This was her lullaby song. So she's almost 21 years old, but when I sing this song, I still think of her as this little tiny waif-like thing. So this is Sarah Maria. Well, the moon is in the ocean and the stars are in the sky. All that I can see is my sweet Maria's eyes. Come on, Sarah, Sarah Maria. Sarah Maria, yeah, 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 yeah. You know about the sugar cane that comes from way down south. She's got one end in her hand. She's got one end in her mouth. Come on, Sarah, Sarah Maria. Sarah Maria, yeah, 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 yeah. She took me out walking to the corner of the world. Everyone was talking about such a pretty little girl. Come on, Sarah, Sarah Maria. Sarah Maria, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, the moon is in the ocean, and the stars are in the sky. All that I can see is my sweet Maria's eyes. Come on, Sarah, Sarah Maria. Sarah Maria, yeah, 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 yeah. Sarah, Sarah Maria. Sarah Maria, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, very sweet. It's nice to have that little introduction piece that you did there that makes the song mean a lot more, doesn't it?
I still see her as about 3 feet tall, bouncing all over the place when I sing that song. So,
yeah, beautiful voice, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice to hear that. I think your daughter inherited that voice, too, didn't she?
Yes, I was going to say.
She's got her own voice. I don't know where she gets that bluesy powerhouse. Blows my mind, but she sure has it. She just got home from Montana, and she has been showing us a thing or two about recording. So we're excited to do some recording in a little studio we're trying to put together. And man, she learned a lot.
What's she been doing? Has she been recording stuff out there?
She was in a 3-month kind of intensive audio sound engineering, audio production school. So she was, you know, my mind was spinning. She was talking condenser mics and dynamic mics and, you know, all of these crazy terms that I'm still trying to understand. So
yeah, she shared some of her music here before I left.
Yeah.
Yep,
yep. Last summer, and then also was telling us about this school. She was very excited.
Yeah. She did a great job.
She learned a lot. She had a great time.
So now you guys can learn from her.
That's it.
Oh, we're just going to suck her brain dry. Yeah. It's free information, man. We're going to take all we can.
Have you done any recording yourselves?
We have on a smaller
single track digital thing, just basically, you know, line out of the board kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
this
we bought Pro Tools as a Christmas present. So we're gonna be there. So
what is it?
Pro Tools, like the studio like you have here.
Yeah. Wow.
We're armed with most of the mics and the things we need, so
if we can get our internet fast enough to upload it, we'll be
someday that'll actually get to Hovland, I think.
It's coming. They dug the lines in.
Well, they've got more, I don't know where exactly you are in relation to downtown Hovland, but I mean, Hovland has got DSL.
Yeah, we have DSL at the house.
They're fortunate because of the border.
Yeah.
To get that early.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. That's.
Yeah, we were all singing the blues all the way out there.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get it.
No, I know. Yeah. We have DSL at the post office and our home. So it'd be pretty tough without it. So.
Yeah, I'll have to drive out to your house to do my internet
there
stuff.
There you go. Come on over. Bye. Yeah. Michelle just made a killer turkey soup. So come
on. Did she? Oh, perfect timing. I don't know how you had time to do that.
Leftover turkey from Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Christmas. Great.
It was a Christmas turkey. Yeah, it was.
All right.
Well, we have time for another tune.
Okay. Yeah, let's have one more here.
Just one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of running into the next thing. And
got it.
I know you guys have to.
What do you want to do there?
Should we do a John Prine song? There we go.
We did bring it up.
We didn't want to disappoint Buck.
We didn't want to let Buck down.
I better listen.
As the cafe was closing on a warm summer's night, Kathy was cleaning the spoons. The radio played the hit parade, and I hummed along with the tune. She asked me to change the station. I said the song just drove her insane. But it weren't just the music playing. It was me she was trying to blame. And the sky is black and still now. On the hill and the angels sing. And it's funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring. But it's far, far from me. So I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. And Kathy was closing the lights. A June bug flew from the warmth it wants to. And I wish for once I weren't riding. See, we used to laugh together. And we'd dance to any old song. Well, you know, she still laughs with me. But she waits just a second too long. And the sky is black and still now. On the hill and the angels sing. And funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring. But it's far, far from me. Well, I started the engine, and I gave it some gas. And Kathy was closing her purse. We hadn't gone far in my beat-up old car, and I was prepared for the worst. Will you still see me tomorrow? She said, no, I got too much to do. Well, a question ain't really a question if you know the answer to. And the sky is black and still now. On the hill and the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring. But it's far, far from me. But it's far, far from me.
Very nice, very nice.
Jim and Michelle Miller.
Thanks very much for having us. Thanks a lot
for having us. Thanks a lot for coming. And Michelle, tell me what is that a mandolin you've got there?
It's a mandolin, yep.
Beautiful instrument.
Yeah, we love this.
Sounded great too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really
nice
to share your music. Appreciate it a lot, you guys. Have a great night.